And of course, yourself were in the position, if I understand it correctly, of having been on the court a short enough time so that you probably had not heard some of the cases that were in the process.
So that's another consideration. Yes, some of the cases that were to be signed, where the opinions had been worked on and so forth, if you did not sit and hear the oral arguments, you didn't participate in the case. So there was a period of time there when, as I recall, we were effectively down to four justices who could sign opinions. Well, of course, four makes a functional court if you get everybody to agree, because you've got four votes out of seven. But it was a very great period of upheaval in the court there. We were shorthanded. There was this pall over the court as various justices went before the grand jury hearings in Detroit. You can well imagine that it was a period of great stress on the court, the very functioning and the continuum of the court's work, though we managed to do it. I remember saying in jest after at one session of the court, after Justice Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh had died, well, first of all, when we'd elected a new Chief Justice, and then Justice Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh had died, and Justice Swainson was either indicted or on the verge of indictment, I remember saying in jest at the meeting of the court, have things always been this bad, or did they just get bad when I came on the court? To which my colleagues jokingly said, they got bad when you came on the court. They weren't bad before that. But that is just an aside of something that I recall happening. But needless to say, it was a very, very difficult time. Well, I don't remember the exact time frame. Well, perhaps you can refresh me. I don't remember the exact time frame of the trial of Justice Swainson. And I know a number of members of the court testified at the trial as to their recollections surrounding the Whalen case. I was never called. I never went near the trial, was never subpoenaed or anything. So my recollections of that are a little vague. I certainly was not going to go to the trial as an observer, and I was never called as a witness. So at the time of the trial, and I do not remember exactly when it was,